this week and next week, it's all reading from Matthew chapter 5. It's all one big continuous thought that we've kind of broken up because they want to make me focus on it. I don't know. We've broken it up because it's such a big bite that we need to take smaller bites out of what Jesus is saying. So if you remember last week, Jesus is giving kind of his first public address. And it's enough that he's got his disciples around him, and he's got enough people that are gathering on the mountainside as well to come hear him. So we know he's been talking for quite a while before this point. But as he gathers and these people gather around him on the side of this mountain, he starts to bless the underdogs. He starts to tell all these people that have nothing going for them that they will receive the kingdom of God. And remember, these are ordinary people. We're not talking about the world changers at this point. There's people who are down and out, who are downtrodden, people who have disappointments in their life, those who are probably desperate, those who just have been told they don't count and they don't matter. And it's a sermon that hooks everybody, whether you're on that list or not, because Jesus is blessing the people who don't look blessed, those who mourn, those who are poor in spirit, those who are meek, those who are peacemakers, those who are merciful, those who are being persecuted because they believe that Jesus is God. And as he's got these people gathered around them, he also tells them that they are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. We still kind of use those phrases on occasion in our world. We talk about people and honor them for the perspective that they bring. If somebody's salt of the earth, it's somebody who knows and just seems to emit what's important in life. They get it of the stuff that's important. And if they're a light in the world, they bring joy and hope to the places that they go. We still use those phrases just a little bit. And Jesus is calling them these blessed, salty, and light people, even in the midst of their own circumstances, because they give space to bring in the kingdom of God. Just their very existence in their poverty and in their despair gives space for God to show up. And notice that he doesn't say that you will be the salt of the earth, that someday you're working toward being the light, so keep doing what you're doing. Jesus says, you are the salt of the earth, and you are the light of the world, just the way you are. No matter what circumstance you're finding yourself in, not just good, but even in the bad, this is who you are. And I imagine it's hard for them to believe. I think it's hard to believe Jesus when he says these kind of things. And I think part of my problem is I've been trained by the American dream that tells me if I work really, really hard and I do everything as best as I can, that good things will come to me. I think we've all kind of been trained that. But it's really only true for those who have gotten the opportunities, those who have the skills or the mental capabilities to pull in information and work with it, for those who have good mentors or some who are just flat out lucky and you wonder how they got to where they are. But there's a whole wider picture of people who never had those opportunities, of people who have worked really hard and still can't get ahead. And I think that is the wider picture Jesus is looking at. These people who have done nothing to earn where they're at in life. And these people who are deserving and needing of God's blessings. And so despite their circumstances and no hope and no plan of how to get out of where they're at is when Jesus comes and lifts them up, is when Jesus blesses them and tells them that they are the salt and they are the light. They are the people that bring the flavor of God wherever they go. And I think the same is true for us. See, too long, I think Christians have been seen as people who are escapists. That we live in this world, but we're really looking forward to heaven. And if someday we get to escape all the problems here, then who cares about what happens here? We just live in our own little lives and we try to take care of our own little selves and our own little families and our own little groups because heaven's waiting for us and who cares about the world? I think in here Jesus is calling us to engage, to be the salt and the light for the earth, for the sake of the world, not just for our own little circles. Because that's what salt does. Salt brings out the flavor of what's already there. The right amount of salt brings out the flavor of what's already there. It's because of our presence in this world that we bring out what is good and what is wonderful. And we bring out what's nasty. The things that just don't taste right, that don't sit right, we're the ones that bring out and point out the ways that we in a world are broken. Because that's what light does. Light shines on things and exposes them for what they are. Good or bad, this is what it is. And we as Christians live in this world to be that presence, to point out the injustices and to point out the problems and the people that have needs so that we can surround them and support them and lift them up. Because that's the space where God's kingdom comes into. And so here we are, salty and lit people, which means something a little different if you're a younger generation. We are these people that live out God's kingdom in the world. We are these people that bring out the goodness of God in the middle of our brokenness. But remember, people, we are salt. We are not cayenne. Yeah, you can giggle. We are salt. We are not cayenne. Now, cayenne is in your face. There's no hiding if there's some cayenne pepper in something. And it's in your face, and it's pushy, and it's mean, and that is not who we are called to be. Because we bring the flavor of God with us. We bring God with us, not ourselves or our expectations or our dreams or our hopes for others. We bring God, the one who is life and light for all people. The God who made things seen and unseen, the Christ who walked among us and who came not to judge the world, but so that the world could be saved through his love for it. And we bring the Spirit who is more about empowering us to live this life than it is to make things work for us. We bring this God with us, the light of God, the flavor of God, to the places that we go. And it's that same kind of attitude I think Paul had as he brought himself to the Corinthians, that first reading that we had from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, that Paul didn't come with big, fancy words and a whole lot of wisdom to try and move people and manipulate people. He came just knowing that Jesus died. And he told them just that Jesus died, that God loves them so that to the point that he would go to a grave for them. And it's not about lofty wisdom, and it's not about being cayenne in your face, although Paul can be that way a little bit. It's about this God who loves them and letting that flavor the community. And I think that's how we're called to be in the world, to just be the presence of God, to bring out the things that are good, to name the things that are not, and to speak the way that God has died for the ways that were broken, so that new life can come in the midst of it. Jesus is about next week. He will be telling us about all the ways that we live this different life. And so you'll hear that next week, or if you're curious, you'll read it this afternoon. And it can be harsh and it can be scary, but it's a calling that the Spirit always brings out in us. So that as we live in a way that brings out God's flavor, and as we go about living in light and joy and hope, that the light that's within us too will shine so that others can see our Father's good works and believe in the one who has sent us. Amen. If you're able, I invite you to